Think about it. Humans need all different kinds of food for proper nutrition, and so do bees. And we're talking about bees. So important to the almond industry. And we're talking about cover crops as well. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. We're speaking with Vivian Walters. She's a postdoctoral researcher at UC Davis and the lead author of Cover Crop Best Management Practices in Almonds, available at the Almond Board of California. Think about those flowering cover crops planted down the center rows of almond orchards.
Humans need a lot of different kinds of food. Bees benefit the same way. And there have been concerns that the bees would be distracted from almond flowers by the cover crop.
That's a rightfully interesting question.
And so far, there hasn't been any research that has shown that that's the case. And in fact, wildflower strips that are planted next to orchards did not see a decrease in the bee visitation to the almonds. So it doesn't seem like having more flowers is going to distract them or anything.
Remember that almonds are a highly nutritious and an attractive flower for bees.
But they're kind of done after the morning, and so then the bees can go to these other places and get more floral resources. So it's of benefit to the bees insofar as the orchard manager is managing that orchard such that there's no risk of exposure to pesticides.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.